Tom, always good to see you. First of all, a belated Merry Christmas. And this is the time of the year that's tough for you guys because you're away from families, you have truncated holidays, and it's about the league and the grind, isn't it?
No question. And the more you're in this business, you know that you don't get holidays in the NBA. They don't exist. So I think everybody tries to do the best they can with their families. And the families that have been around this league long enough know that you're working and that you love them and you care about them. But that you got a job to do.
Let's talk about New York tonight, Tom. A team that high expectations this year, 50 wins last year, second round of the playoffs, lost to Indiana, who, you know, gave Miami a tussle, and they jumped from the blocks 9-19. Carmelo hurt, they kind of not doing well at home. It's a dangerous game for you guys, and people look at you guys coming in here as a division leader, but it's a dangerous game.
Well, it is, just because they have talent. They have a lot of talent on this team, and on any given night, they have several players that can go for big numbers. J.R. Smith, obviously, Carmelo can go for them, and I don't want to leave anybody out because that's right. But they have a lot of players that can go for big numbers. Stoudemire, even Hardaway, and you know he's dangerous because of his ability to shoot the ball. So they have a lot of weapons, and so. You have to come out and be focused, and you have to give a solid defensive effort tonight. That's going to be the key to the game for us, is not giving them easy baskets and giving them threes. Andrea Bargnani's another one, obviously, who can go for big numbers. So as you start naming off all these guys, and again, I'm not trying to leave anybody out, but they're very dangerous.
Yeah, Tyson Chandler, a guy that, you know, has come back, and he really kind of controls things for them. He helps out a lot. How do you deal with them? I mean, how do you deal with the fact that, how do you keep them on the farm, Tom? Keep them down. Don't let them up. Don't give them life. Because at 9-19, Mike Woodson has already said, people are talking about his job, but he's already said, look, we fully expect to win this division. And not that it's a slap in the face to you guys, but everybody should be confident. And all it takes is one spark to start the fire. How do you guys make sure it doesn't happen tonight?
Well, you try to make sure that Tyson Chandler doesn't control what he does best, and that's the offensive glass. I mean, he's a terrific guy. He does two things extremely well. At the offensive end in terms of rolls to the basket and then second of all offensive boards. So those two things are extremely difficult. And then defensively, he impacts the game because of his ability to block shots and clog up the lane. So we've got to be able to move him, can't be stationary, can't let him sit under the rim, can't let him affect us at the offensive end. But most importantly, take him out on the defensive end. No easy rolls to the basket, no offensive rebounds are the two key things that he does really well.
How does a preparation change knowing that Carmelo Anthony may not play? He didn't play Christmas Day. He might be in today. You know, some people surmise that, well, he had Oklahoma City flu on Christmas Day, didn't want it, but this might be the game when he, how does it change your prep, or what do you do knowing that he may or may not play?
Well, it doesn't change our prep at all. We prepare for everybody. We prepare for Felton. We prepare for, you know, for all these guys that supposedly are hurt. We prepare for Carmelo Anthony because we can't take and have be afforded not to be prepared and ready. So we prepare for everybody. We don't go on who's out and who's not. We prepare our team based upon the weapons that they have, and we want to make sure we maximize our defensive efforts to take them out.
Knowing your preparation, Tom, how do you take advantage of them tonight? What are your strengths?
Well, I think what we have to do is we have to use our energy. We have to be able to scramble. They're going to be in situations where they've got perimeter shooters. They can space the floor. We've got to tags. We've got to close out. We've got to get to the shooters. We've got to run guys off that can shoot on the perimeter, and then we've got to close down the lane. And it takes multiple efforts, much like it did with Dallas and OKC. We need multiple efforts, and that's what's going to get your defense solid.
Tom, any explanation for, I mean, this is like a playoff. You got them tonight, you got them tomorrow night, a little bit of, you've been in the playoffs, a little bit of that playoff feel. Is there any explanation for why a team like Toronto plays better on the road right now? You got more wins on the road than you do at home, and the team seems to really come together and play well away from home.
Well, we just need to stay focused. We've got to try to get that whatever magic we have on the road, we've got to duplicate at home. And so we'll be a great challenge for both teams tonight. This is, you know, the nice reason to play these games in a back-to-back, because in a playoff environment, you have to be ready to turn it around the next night and make adjustments based on very little time. So it's great for our guys to experience this, because we can talk about it as a possible potential playoff. And this team hasn't been in for a while, so we need to be able to get guys ready and understand that we have to be able to make adjustments on the fly, which is what you have to do in the playoffs.
Tom, always good to talk to you, man. Good luck tonight, and we'll turn it around, do it tomorrow night in Toronto.
All right, Jonesy, thanks very much.